Hi, welcome. Thank you for joining me here for another edition of How To Tips to Live Lean. Lean is an acronym that stands for the following. L is for lifestyle, E is for exercise, A is for attitude, and N is for nutrition. And these are the subject topics that are going to be discussed by myself, Shelley G. Hushka, and I am a Dr. Sarah's Wellness Institute Lean Master Certified Health and Wellness Coach. And I'm going to help educate you on how to tips to live lean. If you hear some background noise, snorts and such, it's from my little girl pug dog, Fauna. She hangs out with me wherever I'm at. So if you hear her, say hello. Today, I'm sharing with you more tips, tricks, strategies you can use to fulfill and enrich your days so that you are living your best life version of yourself going forward. The information provided is for your informational purposes only, so you can make an informed decision of your own health and lifestyle choices and decisions. Information provided here is in no way meant to help treat, prescribe, or diagnose any person. Today's episode continues on exploring a plant-based eating journey. Over the next episodes, we're going to take a more deeper dive into plant-based eating, and we're going to call the series the Vegan Diet Series, a complete guide to a cruelty-free diet. You're going to learn what you can expect when you adopt a vegan diet. Today, we will talk about staying healthy while living vegan. Most people assume, and wrongly, that a vegan diet is automatically going to make you very healthy and is going to be very good for you. Unfortunately, that is not necessarily the case. If you're eating vegan, sure, you're probably getting more vegetables and fruits and leaner protein sources, but that is only if you are making an active effort to make sure your diet is including the things that are the best for you to eat. Some vegetarians and vegans get away with eating a carb-filled diet that simply includes cutting meat out and still eating the unhealthy standard American diet. This standard American diet is also referred to as the SAD, that's S-A-D, diet, because it is severely lacking in nutritional content and is high in saturated fats and other things that are detrimental to your body. They think that by living without meat, they are still making healthy choices for their bodies. But unfortunately, this isn't the case. Exempting meat from your diet doesn't automatically make you a healthier person. In fact, if you're paying attention to your diet, it can become very nutritionally deficient. There are certain nutrients that vegans also have to pay close attention to. They need to make sure that they are getting these vitamins and nutrients from other sources outside of meat. Otherwise, their bodies will begin to slowly suffer. Vitamin deficiencies are no laughing matter. The most important vitamins and nutrients for vegans to pay attention to are iron, vitamin B12, vitamin B6, and omega-3 fatty acids. It would also help to make sure you are getting enough protein from plant sources such as soy. Diets lacking in animal proteins and other animal byproducts can easily cause deficiencies that, over time, can lead to anemia, heart problems, among other things. So it's very important for vegans to plan out the ways they will get foods that are fortified with these minerals. You can look at supplements, but of course, eating these things in foods is the easiest way for your body to absorb the nutrients. Take, for example, instead of taking an iron supplement, which sometimes can cause gastrointestinal discomfort or constipation, you might look instead into eating foods that are high in iron or fortified with iron. So you know for sure that you're getting all of the vitamins and minerals your body needs to maintain as healthy as possible on this new diet. It's a huge mistake to assume that simply having the will to cut meat out of your diet is going to equate to a healthy lifestyle. However, it is true that cutting meat out of your diet will help you lose weight somewhat drastically, depending on your body type. Still, you would of course benefit from a healthy lifestyle that includes exercise and a good grasp of vitamins and minerals that you are getting. Talk to your doctor about getting a physical and blood work done to keep an eye on these nutrients that you may or may not be deficient in. That way, you will always be ahead of the game and prevent yourself from any potential deficiencies that could affect you later in life. And so that wraps up our episode today of Living Healthy While Living Vegan. In the next episode, we're going to discuss protein, protein, protein. I would like to thank you for taking time to join me here today, and I want you to know that I really appreciate it. If you are loving listening to this podcast, please leave me a review, ask me a question, or make comments on the platform that you're listening to. You can leave a direct voicemail message, and you know what? That message could maybe end up on a future episode of this podcast. I would really appreciate it if you help spread and share the word about plant-based eating on this podcast. And if you would like to get the podcast sent directly to you, you can always send a text to Hushka Coaching at 503-753-3394 and get that direct link sent to you so it's always in your inbox for you. I'm also starting a community. It's on my Wix app, so you would have to go to the Apple or Google Play Store and download Wix. It's W-I-X. And then you search in How To Tips To Live Lean. And then my forum populates up. And then you're going to ask to provide a phone number and an invite code. So the invite code is all capital letters and one number. It's capital G-Y-7-V-K-L. Again, that invite code, once you download the Wix app and request to be on my site, is going to be capital G-Y-7-V-K-L. And what's so nice about here, being on here, is it's a private forum, and you're going to be the first to be automatically notified whenever I launch a new product or service. And they will be coming out soon. And I would love it if you would take a moment to introduce yourself. Let me know where you're from, where you are in your plant-based eating lifestyle. And also, if you could share with your forum community some of your own favorite plant-based recipes, tips, and strategies, that would be awesome. And till next time, stay safe, take care, and God bless.